Hi everyone, I'm waiting for everyone to take a good seat. So this is going to be about embedded and how, not embedded SBOM, embedded software, but we have. So how embedded looks like, it can look differently. There are many shapes, many colors, from your phone to your heating system or your car, your weather station. And what is interesting about embedded products that they usually have multiple pieces. And we have that multiple pieces partially in the CRA with the remote processing. But that's, of course, not everything. So to simplify, you typically have the device itself, frequently running a high-end processor, or not very high-end, but still a processor running Linux. You have, may have microcontrollers, for example, to control power or to control additional elements. You may have a GPU in an embedded system, and you may have things like Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, 4G, 5G, that are also having their own processors running a big software stack, and so on and so on. So you may have a dozen or more processors just on the device side. Then you may and have more and more frequently the server side. So the famous remote processing for different things, for data aggregation, for remote control, and so on and so on. And quite frequently, you also have a mobile app on the phone, either talking directly to the device or talking to the remote service. So let's create an SBOM for an example of an embedded product. So one SBOM, that's going to be tricky because there will be multiple files at least. And the tooling is already there. People are telling me we can generate SBOM for basically everything. So we are mature. We are 1 year and a half from the CRA. So everything should go fine. Let's try to follow the CRA recommendations, generate all those SBOMs, put them into a vulnerability management tool, and let's manage vulnerabilities in our embedded product as the CRA recommends us to do. What could go wrong? But first, why?